This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian,
Richie Rich,
and Melanie.
And big news potentially in Virginia tomorrow. At least there's a lot of news leading up to what's going to be happening tomorrow. Some are expecting violence. Some are saying, it's going to fizzle. Nothing's going to go down. What is preparing to occur? Apparently a massive protest. Some sort of an enormous, as being described at the Greenwich Time, at greenwichtime.com, out of Richmond, Virginia. The story, massive, enormous gun rights rally scheduled for tomorrow. The convoys and militias are coming if social media posts are to be believed. Headed to Virginia's capital on Monday to take a stand for gun rights, or in the words
How much social media posts can you believe? Because there was supposed to be a big raid of Area 51 as
Yeah,
well,
that
right?
didn't really pan out too well, did it?
A million people into the desert, and now we got militias showing up in Virginia.
Did anybody ever say they were going to do that and talk about it beyond just clicking attend?
Yeah, not too many. I mean, there were some people who actually did go out to that thing, but not very many of them.
Well, no, but how many people actually talked about it versus just looking at the RSVP list isn't really telling of anything. I didn't see anybody saying they were going to do that.
Mark Edge said he was going to go.
Well, and the Air Force was taking it seriously.
Yeah, right? They were.
Yeah, the Air Force was taking seriously, getting the day off so they could play video games and drink coffee and get paid.
But no, you guys make
overtime.
A great point. Just because somebody says on the internet that they're going to do a thing doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to do a thing. Now, arguably, the Area 51 thing, even though it did blow up and go viral, seemed more like a joke than this does. Like,
sure.
This seems like people are upset, and reasonably so. I mean,
very reasonably so.
Gun rights are going to be trampled, likely, in Virginia. What with the governor, now a Democrat, and Democrats in control of the state house there, that's what has gun owners understandably concerned that something bad is going to happen. In fact, they've already, I believe, introduced multiple really awful pieces of gun control legislation in Virginia, and that is what has led to these protests. Of course, as we reported late last week, the governor has declared a state of emergency that applies to the state capital, downtown, or whatever capital area is, and they're basically going to forbid people from carrying any guns.
Good luck.
In those areas. Well, and that's the question. How are they going to enforce that?
With guns.
Well, obviously, but how are they going to catch people? Is it going to be like New York City on Times Square on New Year's Eve, where they have checkpoints?
Okay.
In order to get to the place where people are going to gather, the police sort of set up choke points around the area.
Don't they have that? Aren't they setting up, like, the corral cages?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I have not looked in great detail as to what's going on. Is that what you've heard is going on?
I've seen articles where they're setting up the protest zone.
Yep.
And it's, fenced off area, choke point.
And they're totally going to be doing
If you want to protest, go in here.
Yep.
Right? And so they could restrict people coming and going. And there was also concern that would set off when the feds start the violence?
Agents provocateurs.
Yes, they're concerned that an agent provocateur will start the violence within that confine.
Sure.
Right, and then they're easy targets from the snipers posted on the roof because they're in a corral cage.
I mean, you don't even need that. You could just have an unstable Antifa member, and you probably will.
Well, they're going to march with the gun rights people, so that's another odd.
You think Antifa's going to go with the gun rights people?
I'm pretty sure they're up there.
They said they're going.
They said they're going.
That doesn't mean they're with the gun rights people.
They're not
with them. They're physically in the same location.
Yeah.
Right.
So, there you go.
More here from Greenwich Time. This is, let's see, some people are saying it could be fanning the flames of a civil war. But between who?
Gun rights people and those who want to take away your liberties.
Well, I mean, is it really a civil war if you're fighting the government? I don't know. Is that a civil war?
if there are citizens on the side of the government, then yes.
Okay. Well, he says Christian Yingling, the head of the Pennsylvania Lightfoot Militia and leader of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017, said, "I'll be rolling into town early. I can't give you my exact time for security reasons. I organized a convoy, places we can meet up and drive together. I'll be heading it," said another militia activist in Oklahoma. Both Lee and Yingling were members of a group that signed consent decrees never to return to Charlottesville while armed, part of a lawsuit settlement over the violence there. But there's no restriction against coming to Richmond.
Wait, a lawsuit settlement or a plea deal? Because
it says a lawsuit settlement.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Because if I could... Somebody can sign a contract with me saying they won't bring guns in Virginia. They can still bring guns in Virginia, though.
Charlottesville, specifically, though. There were criminal cases in Charlottesville, mm-hmm. and then there were civil cases also. So if yeah. they're saying with the lawsuit...
But a civil case doesn't accomplish that.
Unless you come to an agreement.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It still doesn't make it illegal for you to do that.
Well, it'd be a violation of the agreement.
Yeah, be a court order in that case. You would say, okay, in order to settle this case, we'll agree not to come back to Charlottesville with guns. And that would be part of the terms of the agreement, right? The settlement.
But it's a settlement with a private party, right?
I don't know. We don't know what case they're referring to.
Even if it's a settlement with the state, like, worst case scenario, it's considered a court charge. It's not a gun charge.
Yeah, but there's still penalties associated with that. Will there not be?
So, related story here, according to eTORS in our Discord chat, he posted an article from National Review, Antifa group to march with pro-gun protesters at Virginia rally. Antifa groups, of course, most famous for sometimes violent protests against right-wing groups. The Richmond-based Antifa Seven Hills is joining in support of gun rights. Seven Hills spokesperson James, doesn't have a last name, told Vice, quote, "I think it's been pretty important for us to focus on the fact that gun control in America has a legacy of racist enforcement, like taking guns away from black people because black people were perceived as a threat to property and the sanctity of the state." And he's not wrong.
It's the fascists in charge.
Well, he's not wrong about that. Several leftist gun groups have formed in response to the election of President Trump, including the Redneck Revolt, which we've talked about here on Free Talk Live. You familiar with Redneck Revolt?
I have not heard about the Redneck Revolt.
It's a group of kind of, you know, blue-collar Democrats.
Okay.
Gun-owning, blue-collar Democrats, essentially. Sort of union worker-type folks who, you know, have
real
guns.
America.
There's also apparently the Socialist Rifle Association, which was formed in 2018 and has chapters in all 50 states.
Nice.
James, the Antifa spokesperson, said, "I think it's what's particular about the South is we have to be a bit more creative and sensitive to the people around us instead of fulfilling some sort of meme of what Antifa is. That's really what we're trying to work against right now, especially by talking to conservatives and showing we're not just a black-clad group of rabble-rousers who are out for attention and have jobs funded by George Soros." He added, "The presence of an armed left is not discussed. It's not understood. But apparently, it will be happening tomorrow."
I struggle with this whole scenario in my head.
What do you mean?
Because we're always looking for peaceful solutions to problems, right?
Like, well, that's, I am, yeah.
That's all. It should always be the goal. And yet, deep down, I firmly believe that violence is always the answer, even if it's the final answer that everyone's trying to avoid. But I'm realistic about that. I don't see, I can't envision, call me uncreative or unimaginative, I don't see a situation where, like, the government continues to push to take away gun rights,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't end up violent somewhere down the line.
Well, you're probably right.
And there's going to be violence. The question just is when, how, and against who. So even if everybody right now stood down and just let the government do it, then that's going to cause private sector violence, because then everybody's going to be unarmed.
Right.
So no matter what, like, you get, there's no nonviolent option to most government questions.
So now would be a good time to stand up for your right to remain armed, to protect yourself privately, even if that means you're going to have to be violent against the government. Otherwise, you lose and there's no point.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who supports peace, I can't say that I think violence is going to accomplish what goal you're looking at, but on the other hand, I don't think you're wrong for for considering it.
I'm not advocating it. I need someone to, like, form the picture in my head that shows a peaceful resolution of this.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. Well, whatever's going to happen, it probably isn't going to be peaceful tomorrow, is my guess. We'll see. More coming up.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference. An epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. And you can talk about whatever you want. We are discussing what might happen tomorrow. It sounds like what's definitely going to happen is there's going to be some kind of a protest, a very large one, or at least that's what it's expected to be. The government gang is certainly acting as though they're expecting a large protest tomorrow. So we're going to talk more about, you know, what could happen in that circumstance. And you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Melanie.
So, also, want to make sure you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com as we continue here. So not only is Antifa going to be on the side of the protesters tomorrow, but of course a lot of gun rights activists sort of from the right are also expected
yep.
to be there as well. They are expecting thousands to join them for the rally, as according to GreenwichTime.com, on Capitol Square to protest plans by the new Democratic majority in the General Assembly to pass gun control laws. State and federal officials have been preparing for a volatile mix of weapons, passions, and anti-government fervor.
From the government perspective, if they know the protest is coming and they see, like, you know, what is it, 95% sanctuary counties in Virginia.
In Virginia.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to be representing your constituents, isn't that evidence of the constituents demanding that their voice be heard prior to the violence? Right, going like, you obviously don't have a mandate from the people, from the counties, from the citizens, quote unquote, of Virginia, and yet they're going to try to smash this through anyway in face of the protest?
Well, I mean, you got to look at it from the perspective of the politicians. I mean, the politician says, people voted for me. That's a mandate on whatever I want to do. And the people who are pushing back against it are the sheriffs, right? There's a group of sheriffs, 95% of them or whatever, that have done, as you said, they've created yeah. the sanctuary policy of saying essentially that, well, if you try to confiscate people's guns, we're going to oppose you. We're going right. to not go along with this in some way, shape, or form. And I believe the Virginia government came back with some sort of attack back against the sheriffs, basically threatening their jobs, essentially, if they didn't enforce the law. So, I mean, it's kind of turned into this political football thing. I mean, you know, the state reps will say, well, if they didn't want my gun control measures, they shouldn't have voted for me.
Okay.
Now, of course, you could argue that there's a bunch of people who probably didn't vote who are going to be mad about this, right? Because
sure.
there's likely, you know, in any given election, probably about half of the people who are eligible to vote don't vote. Whether they're registered or not is another question. But there's a good chunk of people who are registered that don't vote. And then there's other people who aren't registered at all who obviously don't vote.
I would like to know what all those politicians, like what their campaign was ran on then.
Good question.
Because if they ran on
gun control,
and we're going to take all your guns away and, you know, and then still got voted in, then I would like, where's the counter-protest then of all the people that did vote them in, you know, coming out with no guns, right? No, we support.
Well, I mean, why are they going to come? The people who don't have any guns aren't going to come protest against gun owners, right?
That'd be dumb.
They're probably afraid.
As well, they should be.
I mean, they ran as Democrats, though, right? So you yes. kind of know this is what you get.
You should know.
It's not a surprise.
Well,
and they were willing to sacrifice other things for that, or they wanted it. So, I mean, this is what you get when you're like Democrats.
I want to counter that real quick, only because generally you're right, but Democrats are typically associated with the left. So is Antifa.
That's right. Right?
And you have a selection of Antifa who are pro-gun, like anti, you know, I don't want to say anti-Democrat, but definitely on the side of gun rights.
Right, but otherwise would have voted
right,
for a Democrat.
Otherwise would have voted for a Democrat.
The more unstable elements of your street-level people are not representative of the political class.
Okay. So
that has nothing to do with someone who's running for office as a Democrat.
Well, they're the ones that are getting voted in. You're saying that if you vote for a Democrat, you could expect this.
Yeah, well, you're not voting for Antifa. Antifa is not on the ballot.
Right, but they're both associated with what you would consider leftist policy.
Right, but one of them is actually running for office.
Okay,
I can't say if you pick a random Democrat off the street, and I don't know that... I think Antifa might be insulted by being called a Democrat. I don't know. I don't think they identify that way. A Democrat, if you elect a Democrat, that means they're running for office.
Right.
This is what you're going to get.
So Stephen Beast in our D-Live chat room says, calling Democrats left-wing is hilarious. What else should we call them?
I don't know. I would call them left-wing.
Yeah, I mean...
In modern American politics, that's the left-wing.
He also says 2020 is the year that will unite left and right. Why?
No, have him call in.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Can you support that statement with eight?
Yeah, yes. I'd love to hear more about that. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Now, I mean, look, some people can work together. Obviously, the Antifa folks are willing to come out and stand on the side, same side as the right-wing gun owners tomorrow in Virginia. But
on one issue.
On one issue.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they're united in any meaningful fashion.
Fight.
What's that?
They're still going to fight.
You mean they're going to fight each other?
Yeah.
Right. They're going to probably argue about other things while they're standing there in favor of gun rights. And there may actually be a fracas of some sort between them. Who knows?
I would hope not.
I would hope not as well. But, you know, people get a little... They get a little emotional over things like this and tensions and...
Focus on the common enemy in this case.
Right, and maybe that's what he's hoping for. Maybe he's hoping that in 2020 people will finally see that the Republicans and Democrats, not much of a dime's worth of a difference between them, and that they are the common enemy, that the state, the people who believe in the state, these what I've kind of been calling recently state violent state cultists. I mean, it's because the state is a cult, right? Like, well, I mean, it's big enough to not be a cult. It's like an evil church, you know, basically. And it justifies using violence against peaceful people, and it needs to end. Unfortunately, I don't think we're anywhere near that. I mean, as much as I would love to see 2020 being the year that people can, you know, see clearly what's going on, I don't think so.
Yeah, not at all. Not a chance.
Way too far away.
Not a chance.
In fact, there's more of a division now than there's ever been, I would say, between Republicans and Democrats or the left and the right or whatever. There's more here from Greenwich Times. Or GreenwichTime.com. So Donald Trump apparently has now weighed in as of Friday afternoon, saying in a tweet, of course, your Second Amendment is under very serious attack in the great Commonwealth of Virginia. That's what happens when you vote for Democrats. They'll take your guns away, unlike me who took your bump stocks away. I added that last line. Yeah. But I think it's important to remind people out there that Donald Trump by no means is some sort of stalwart defender of gun freedom.
Well, but if it's the Second Amendment, he should be, because he's obviously talking about the federal constitution,
right?
And is he not under oath to swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States?
Maybe he is, and maybe that's why he would say, well, yeah, I defend your right to bear arms, but not bump stocks. You can't have those.
Okay, but what I'm saying is he should go.
Those are arms.
He should find a way to defend the Second Amendment against those trying to, you know, trying to infringe upon it.
The toll-free number, well, he is. He's tweeting.
Oh,
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever you want. If you're in Virginia and you're going to attend this tomorrow, we want to hear from you.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. The Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. The impeachment trial should begin sometime Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! I'm toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Also, want to make sure you know about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar, right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more over at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. As we continue talking about Virginia tomorrow, obviously there's been a lot of build-up to this particular event, and the government gang is taking it very seriously, moving in a lot of militarized police vehicles and barriers and barricades and probably checkpoint stuff.
Who's going to blink first?
Well, there's a good chance it'll be an agent provocateur who goes in and makes a bunch of noise or starts a fight or whatever within a group of the gun owners in the hopes that that'll start shooting.
Yeah.
But then again, if they are checking people for weapons at the front, then it's probably not likely that the gun owners will actually have been able to successfully get too many guns into the protest zone.
Well, you suggested it might not even be an agent provocateur if Antifa is marching with, you know, conservative gun rights groups.
It could just be a fight with a Nazi and a
over something completely unrelated.
It could be, yeah.
That sparks it.
So we'll see. Donald Trump weighed in saying that Democrats will take your guns away. Republicans will win Virginia in 2020, he says. Thank you, Dems.
And give the guns back?
Well, good question. Usually when government takes power, it doesn't just cede it back in most cases. But certainly that's what they would run on. And then, of course, if they didn't give the guns back, then what? Then what are the right-wingers going to do?
Then you wait for the next election and you vote the other ones in.
Yeah, well, that's where you were showing your frustration with this whole process of, you know, earlier you were commenting that you think eventually this is going to come to violence.
I would like to be convinced otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, right, when you have one group of people looking to disarm you, right, when the government is looking to take your guns away, every consolation that you give to them, like, oh yeah, you know, automatic weapons, fine, we won't have automatic weapons. Here you go. All right, bump stocks, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
All right, magazine capacity, here you go. Right. At what point do you either give up the fight and just say we're an unarmed society? Because if at every stage you're just going to give in and coalesce to their demands, right, you're either going to end up disarmed permanently anyway, or it's going to come down to violence. And if it's going to come down to violence, you should probably have your automatic weapons with high-capacity magazines
mm-hmm.
in hand before they disarm you to the point where it's nearly impossible to fight back.
Yeah, I mean, as somebody who it's frustrating for me too, because, you know, as somebody who supports gun rights and your right to defend yourself, I'm also somebody who is a, you know, peace advocate, and I don't think violence is ultimately the solution. I don't think violence makes things better. But on the other hand, I mean, I can't deny what you're saying is absolutely true. But then again, you also have the tough question of when they come for your guns, and they haven't yet. But when they, you know, in Virginia, when they come for your guns, they come knock on your door, you don't have 10,000 of your buddies hanging out there with you, right?
Right.
It's just you and your family or whoever it is that's living with you. And there's maybe 10 cops or whatever, however many they're sending on these door-to-door squads.
Yeah.
What do you do then? Do you just go down blazing and end up dying in that particular instance?
Well, hopefully.
In the hope that other people will be willing to do the same thing, and that those incidents will dissuade the police from continuing their door-to-door campaign.
I don't think you have to go down guns a-blazing on your own, but this is why it would be important to organize at a militia level, right?
Then do what? Attack the police stations?
Not necessarily attack, but once one of your members, right, has their guns confiscated,
mm-hmm.
he can let those go. Right, go to the militia depot,
mm-hmm.
rearm, and then you know that they're coming for the guns. Then you can go on the offensive.
Then go on. Okay. That's right. An interesting.
Because at that point, they're like shots fired. You know,
they've taken a gun.
Mm-hmm. Now we need to defend that. Like, you know, we always say, you know, you can't invade America because there's a gun in every house, mm-hmm. and the community will come together. Right, that would be the time for the community to come together and stand up against those 10 or however many door knockers are confiscating.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of people's line in the sand, and a couple of people have proven that recently by doing just that. They're like, we're here to take your guns, and he's like, no, you're not.
Wait, what? Where did this happen?
It's happened a handful of times over the past year, 2 years.
Where? What are we talking about? Where is this? Somewhere in the U.S.?
U.S.
And then, was there a shooting? I mean, how did that go?
They usually die, but...
Yeah, right.
But that's what I'm saying. That's
but
what
you've
happens.
Got a plan to avoid the dying, where you said the dude could just turn the gun in on that initial confiscation, alert the rest of the crew, and then they could, what, zero in on the police station and demand the guns back?
Yeah, either that or, you know, be ready for when the next one comes,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, house number two
but
now
you won't
has
know where the next house is.
That's true.
But you know where the police station is.
But you know where the police are. Yeah.
Which is part of why the I'm never going to use any defensive force that's not just imminent defense is a horrible overarching strategy,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not a horrible strategy in every single instance.
Well, right. I mean, so what you're talking about is this is war, basically, is what you're describing here,
it's
right?
It's been war for a long while, but...
Sure. But this is what he's describing is the next step, and you then target the enemy's headquarters or their outposts or whatever.
You almost have to, otherwise they will go to door to door in mass. And
now, of course, they're
going to
call the state police, or they're going to be like, "Oh my God, you know, assault on precinct 13. We're being attacked." They're going to call in the backup. the nearby police departments will respond. I mean, either way, you're gonna.
It's a mess.
This is gonna be people dying.
Absolutely.
There's just no. It doesn't seem like there's any.
But it's gonna be people dying regardless. Like, no people dying is not an option that's on the table. If they decide they want to take your only way to defend yourself and your only way to discourage them from attacking you so much away from you, no one dying is not an option you have.
Right.
So you could just forget about that because it's not a real option. Your options are go die slow. And organize against them. Like, that's what you have.
So are they doing the right thing by having this massive protest in Virginia? Or is it,
if the protest stays peaceful and they can dissuade the governor and the legislature from, passing the gun bans, then sure. It's a nice way to have your voice heard, right? Petitioning for redress in some form or fashion.
It's a show of force because the individual cops don't want to. The individual cops don't want to get shot.
Want to die
the
either.
Government might not care if, there's a shootout between the people and the police, but the individual cops, it's like, hey, you might want to think twice about this. And I think that's the goal of a lot of people.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The governor declared a state of emergency and issued a ban on firearms or other weapons. So I guess you can't even have a knife on Capitol grounds. The state Supreme Court upheld that ban after a challenge by two gun rights groups. The federal aviation, because again, state of emergency, you can do anything you want. No more constitution, doesn't matter.
Martial law, curfews,
right.
What's next?
I mean, that should also be a heads up to people like, hey, if all that it takes to abolish your right to bear arms is this governor guy just waving his pen and saying state of emergency, and that gives him the right to completely ban guns within some arbitrary, however many square mile radius, then that should be a wake up call for people.
And hopefully it is, right? Hopefully it doesn't get violent, but hopefully it's a wake-up call that, yes, they can do it, yes, they are doing it, and now what are you going to do?
They've even issued temporary flight restrictions via the FAA for Richmond, making it illegal to fly any planes or drones above the city on Monday. Northam said officials are concerned about threats from weaponized drones. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. Oh, it's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
Hey, I want to say thanks to RJ Mort, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. RJ Mort contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, open phones every night talking about liberty, freedom, peace, cryptocurrency, things like that. Then please, you can contribute to the AMP program. It makes a big difference when you do it. I certainly appreciate it because it's essentially it's our marketing budget. It allows us to go and market Free Talk Live to get on new radio stations around the United States and beyond. We've got over 200 stations today, and it's thanks to listeners like RJ Mort for becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. Now, he did gold, which means $10 a month, but we only ask for $5, so he's done twice as much as what we ask. You can do it as well over at amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with credit card or PayPal or Bitcoin BTC. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. So, you know, we're gearing up here. I mean, we're not going anywhere, but there's a lot of people who are gearing up for a massive protest tomorrow, both the protesters and the police, with huge numbers expected on both sides, apparently. Road closures are expected, extensive police presence, state and federal officials are preparing for a volatile mix of weapons, passions, and anti-government fervor. The governor has restricted the airspace and has declared a state of emergency and has banned firearms or other weapons on Capitol grounds. On Thursday, the FBI arrested three alleged members of a white supremacist group on gun charges, in part of concern, or out of concern, that they plan to attend the Richmond rally and incite violence. So, again, they're already creating a narrative here.
Absolutely.
Oh, see? There's Nazis in that there crowd, and they're going to start something, so therefore we need to make sure there's no rights. And they've already arrested people, and so that's not a good sign. It does not bode well for what's going to happen tomorrow. We've seen a lot of evidence in the past at various different rallies of different sorts where government agents will dress as though they are a protester. They call them agents provocateur. And
look for the boots.
That's one tip. That's something. I mean, they probably heard that one by now, yeah. So maybe they've learned their lesson. But, you know, cops also have a certain look to them. Some of them do. I mean, some are good at blending in, but others...
It's hard to lose that much muscle mass off of steroids in that short a period.
Yeah, you can usually tell, but sometimes they have cops that don't look like cops.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We got Dan in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. He's listening to WNIS in Norfolk. Go ahead, Dan. Dan? We have Dan in Virginia?
Call tonight.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, we got you now.
Yeah, in Virginia. And I've been listening to you guys talk tonight. I'm still debating on whether to go up tomorrow or tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And
be safe if you do.
It may be out of his hands.
Yeah, the entire issue is a created issue that is it's going to put a lot of people at risk. It's potentially going to light off a big fight. And I was out today with my single shot 20 gauge shotgun. It's far more lethal than an AR-15, and
sure.
I can get off shots just about as fast. And, you know, getting hit with buckshot rather than a 22 caliber round is a lot more lethal.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's ignorance behind a lot of this.
Well, the gun drivers really might also say that that's a good reason to take away the AR-15s, though, because you still have that 12-gauge buckshot that can do the damage anyway.
Well, now, what are they proposing exactly to do? I mean, I've heard there are multiple bills to restrict gun rights in Virginia. Have there been proposals to take away all guns, or is it just the so-called assault rifle AR-15 kinds?
Well, what they are going at is, yes, the what a lot of people call the black guns,
mm-hmm.
the ones that look scary, like the AR-15.
Right.
And then they're going after magazine capacity, but they've got wording at the very end of the bills that say, or any firearm capable of accepting such a magazine.
Oh.
And so that gets into all of your Glocks and SIGs and just a huge number of the carry guns nowadays.
Yeah, because you can accept the larger capacity magazine. Just mm-hmm. extend it beyond that.
Right. Right. Even though you don't, you know, maybe you've gone down to a 7-round or something like the guy in Virginia Beach used. I was there that night, and he used 45 caliber handguns with a 7-round magazine and killed 12. Mm-hmm. And I was down there looking for a college intern that, actually the guy walked right up and stared him in the face and then walked off.
Hmm.
And, you know, and Virginia Beach didn't tell the truth about it. That guy had had a lot of physical altercations and was on the road to being fired. And so, it's just so much fraud in politics now.
Sure. Well, it's always been that way.
I don't know. On the gun issue, you look at the shootings, Sandy Hook, a number of them around, and the ratio is usually 3 killed to 7 wounded. And then you look at the Washington Navy Yard, where it used a 12-gauge pump with buckshot, 7 killed to 3 wounded.
Hmm.
And so, you know, There's no meat behind this. There's no intelligent thought or science behind it. And I know a lot of cops, and I know a lot of cops have said, I am not going to do this. I will quit my job and go work for a sheriff's department.
Well, they're going to have the opportunity to prove that tomorrow, right? If they can't get
tomorrow,
cops to man the checkpoints.
Yeah. Well,
now, they didn't say they wouldn't man the checkpoints. They just said they wouldn't confiscate guns, right?
Right, right. They're not going door to door.
Yeah.
And a state trooper I know told me that a retired Marine down in Emporia
had talked to a trooper sergeant, a retired Marine, just lost his son. He said, I got nothing else to live for. So, you know, we've been friends a long time. Don't come to my house. Because one of us isn't going away vertical.
Well, he's a state trooper. They're not going to take his gun from him.
No, the retired Marine was talking to the trooper.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought it was the same person.
Giving warning up front, you know, don't even consider this. And
interesting.
I think that probably, I don't know, around 80% of the troopers would not want to do it just on ethical reasons alone. And then there's all the safety reasons. Most of the guns that people use for hunting will blow right through two or three of their vests, so they really have no protection. And if somebody is waiting for them and is set up, you know, back in a backyard or in a place where they don't expect him, and they all show up and want to break in and confiscate, yes. The police are the ones I feel for. This governor got himself in trouble by talking about killing babies after birth and then having his little Klan photograph and the stuff being Coon Man on his VMI senior page of the annual. And so he was pretty much finished. And then Bloomberg comes in and says, I'm going to ship money to you, and we get this wave of Democrats. And I heard you talking earlier about the people should expect this, and obviously, no, the people did not expect this. The people were asleep. I mean,
well, do you see a political solution out of this, aside from just voting for the next round of politicians?
Oh, to take that out?
Is it possible that the governor will back down at some point?
No,
and walk
I don't
away?
Think he will.
He's got nothing to lose. I mean, he's already in office. I mean, he could lose the next re-election, but beyond that, I mean, if he sticks with this, there's no real punishment to him. He's just...
Well, that is the punishment as a politician, right? You won't get re-elected, so unless he's up at a term limit...
Yeah, I don't know if they even have term limits there.
That would be the... disincentive to him.
Dan, let us know if you decide to attend tomorrow, or you know, feel free to call us tomorrow. I know we're not on the air there on Monday nights, but we're still here. We're still doing a show every single day. So feel free to call in with your opinions tomorrow. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. That's Dan in Virginia. Open phones as always. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Talking about the gun situation in Virginia.
Do you like going to your job every day? Can you set your own schedule and take long vacations whenever you want? Are you free to do whatever you want in your dating or sex life? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.